autism will affect 1 in 69 children, and the rates have been rising rapidly over the last 10 years. The problem is, we don't know why. Ali Smith is a special advisor to the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Autism, where they are looking for the reasons behind this increase.
There are a number of different theories. Some people are blaming environmental pollution, others vaccines, others that it may be just that we're better at spotting these children. But the truth is that there will probably be a number of different causes as to why we're seeing this.
And what exactly is autism?
Well, autism officially is defined as a number of different psychological and behavioural characteristics. It is a range of symptoms, everything from a severely autistic child who will typically have no language, be locked in a world of their own, be completely unable to interact with society, to the other end of the spectrum, which is a high-functioning autism and Asperger's syndrome, where the child may develop language but may have severe problems with behaviour and also in interacting in normal adult world.
How might I spot autism in my child?
There are a number of different tests that you can look at. One is called the CHAT test, which is the checklist for autism in toddlers. And that is a list of, if you like, flags that would give you concern. Examples might be if your child is not looking at you, if they're failing to bring you toys to share pleasure, if their language seems delayed or idiosyncratic, that type of thing. The problem that we have is that autism is not just a psychological illness. There are also physiological symptoms which go alongside with many of the children, which are currently being ignored.
Now, if you are the parent of an autistic child, what sort of help is there available?
Well, officially, there should be a lot of support. If you go to your paediatrician, there should be available speech therapy, occupational therapy, physiotherapy if needs be. What we're finding increasingly is that parents are having a great deal of difficulty actually accessing these. In addition, what autistic children really need is very, very intensive intervention. This is in the form of intensive behavioural intervention and also intensive interventions in terms of their physiological needs. In theory, this should be available, but what we're typically finding is that parents are finding it very difficult to access this resource, and many end up either funding it themselves or struggling to run these programmes themselves.
And what do you think is the most difficult thing to looking after an autistic child?
Really, the relentlessness of it all. Autistic children frequently have problems sleeping at night, and as any parent will tell you, sleep deprivation is probably one of the hardest things to deal with, especially if you have difficult behaviours during the day. These children will classically have poor behaviour, poor language. Many of them will never become fully continent. They have difficulty, even at the higher end, with social interaction. It is really the sort of wearing relentlessness of it all that is a problem. And I would urge anybody who knows somebody who has an autistic child to do everything they can in terms of helping to babysit or just help tidy the house or just help in any way that they can.
That's Ali Smith.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.